Liberty Gang, what is going on? This is your boy, Jamie Kane, the founder and host of Liberty Uninterrupted. Welcome back to another episode. Super excited to have you guys here. Excited because I have my brand new mics up. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see its beauty, kind of. You can see like the top half of it, upgraded the mic. The podcast is growing exponentially, so I wanted to invest more into it and make sure it sounds as professional and crisp as possible. Hence the new mic. So hopefully you enjoy the sound of my voice reverberating through this microphone. I really love you guys, you know. Anyways, super excited to have you all back. It's been a minute since I've actually recorded an episode because I had so many episodes pre-recorded that I was just publishing continuously. And I took some time off for the holidays to work on myself, to spend time with my family and friends, so on and so forth. And so I haven't actually recorded an episode in a hot minute, man, just to be honest. So I'm excited. I get excited to record episodes. I love doing this. This is my passion. I'm all about it. This is my goal, is to make Uninterrupted a full-time gig, man. And it's only possible through you guys and your support. So I appreciate that. Today, we are going to discuss a topic because this month is all about the history of state abuse. And honestly, I don't think there could have been more perfect timing with everything that popped off at the Capitol this week. So I'm glad that I decided to talk about this subject this month. Very excited because there's a lot of state abuse. There's a lot of history on state abuse. And so today we're talking about democide. And I'm going to define that here in a second, but I have a couple of announcements. Number one is we got a new microphone, so it sounds crisp, exciting. Number two is libertyuninterrupted.com is still up and running. It's still good to go. Go there, grab some gear to support the podcast, and you can listen to episodes there. You can watch YouTube there, all that good stuff. And I'm working on maybe incorporating a form eventually, because obviously social media is cracking down on free thinkers and liberty lovers. So we might have to come up with some solutions there. I'm also on Parler. I'm not very active, but I'm going to become a lot more active with everything we're seeing from the tech giants in Silicon Valley screwing over the American people. So go follow me at Liberty Uninterrupted on Parler. Definitely go check that out. Go subscribe on YouTube. Definitely appreciate that. And then also, we are doing a new episode monthly called The Current Conversation. As you know, if you're a longtime listener on the show, or if you are a new listener, I don't talk about current events. I don't cover them because there's so many political shows that, I mean, you look at, like, you know, anything from The Daily Wire, Pod Save America, you know, any political podcast, they're talking about current events, essentially. I don't do that. I talk about the ideas, the principles, the history, the theory behind libertarianism, behind minimalized government and maximized freedom, and why that is good for a nation to thrive and for its people to thrive. That's what this is about. But I get a lot of questions about what I think on current events. And a lot of times when I post on my story on the Instagram, it's about current events. And so what I decided was to bring on my good friend and host of the Wolfcat FFE podcast, Mark Shelton. Mark and I have known each other for years now. We're both we knew each other in high school. We're really good friends in high school, and we've reconnected recently. And we're both heavy into the liberty movement, both heavy into maximized freedom, individual liberty. And so I decided to bring Mark on because, you know, we have a lot of similar views, but at the same time, we have a lot of good chemistry. When our episode that I recorded with him previously, talking about defining and discussing the Second Amendment, I got a lot of really good feedback about how we communicate with each other, how it was a really, really good conversation. So I decided to bring Mark on to help me with this new episode called The Current Conversation, where we're going to cover current events once a month, the last Sunday of every month. It's going to be live streamed on YouTube, so you can join us live. And then the audio will also be published the day following on Mondays, the last Monday of every single month. So with that being said, The Current Conversation, and it's also going to be lighthearted. It's going to have a little bit more of a comedic take, because everything I discuss on this podcast is very, like, a lot of it's very serious. I try to be as entertaining and lighthearted as possible, but sometimes I just can't be. Like today's subject, I can't be lighthearted on it, you know? So with current events, with The Current Conversation, Mark and I are both, you know, have a pretty decent sense of humor, especially when we get together. So we wanted to make something that was a little bit more lighthearted, that people could enjoy a little bit more. Because if you look on social media, if you look at the mainstream media, you would think that the world is going to hell in a handbasket. And honestly, a lot of it is. But at the same time, I think it's important to be optimistic. And one of the best ways to be optimistic is to have, cultivate, and appreciate humor. And so we are going to present the current events, the current conversation, through a comedic lens. So that is what's happening with that. Hopefully you guys appreciate that. Hopefully you enjoy it. You know, it's exciting to be able to do that. So with all that being said, that's all the announcements I have today. Now I want to get into today's subject, which is democide. So I couldn't find an official definition of democide. The term comes from a book called Death by Government by R.J. Rummel. And I'm actually really, really excited to read this to discuss a lot of these subjects in his book and go over a lot of statistics that I found also online about democide. Now, what democide is defined as, at least to R.J. Rummel, is this: the killing of members of a country's civilian population as a result of its government's policy, including by direct action, indifference, and neglect. That is democide, right? So you see genocide, you see homicide, all that stuff. Democide, according to R.J. Rummel, is death by government, essentially. And the government is the number one killer of the civilian population worldwide. The government is responsible for millions of deaths. And I'm going to share these statistics with you so nobody can argue with me about these numbers, because they're proven. I have sources that I will put in the podcast description after I publish the episode. And you can go and read everything I've talked about today. The government is the number one killer of mankind. And I wanted to talk about this today because, like I said, this month is the history of state abuse. And in the last couple episodes of the month, I'm going to talk about some specific policies in the United States that led to the abuse of the American people and the history behind that. But today, I wanted to cover this. This is covering worldwide numbers of government, because you see people today that are talking about all these problems. They talk about these things they hate. They talk about how corporations are screwing over the little guy. They talk about how we don't make enough money, how we can't, there's no living wage, or we can't support our families, or there's no health care, sucks in this country because of this, that, and the other. The problem is, and there's a million things, I don't even want to get into them, but the problem is, with all of the things that they talk about that they hate, that they take issue with, especially on the left and the far left, and a lot of neocons, is that the government is the source of those problems, right? The government is the source. If we talk about some of the issues that they bring up, like healthcare, government is involved in healthcare, and they heavily regulate healthcare. They don't let the free market do what it can do to healthcare, which jacked prices up, which jacked premiums up. We see it with Obamacare. We saw it with Obamacare. They talk about how healthcare is a fundamental human right. It's not. Healthcare is a service, but it's a service that I believe should be a lot more affordable, and the free market would absolutely solve that problem. The problem is the government got their dirty hands in it and jacked it all up. It's the same thing. Anytime they bring up an issue with literally anything, they do not understand that the government is at the root of the issue. They talk about corporations screwing over America and how, you know, small businesses are getting crushed, and how local communities, this, that, and the other. They don't understand that we live in corporatism. We don't live in a free market society. We live in a country that is run by corporations, by big tech, and the mainstream media, all in the pockets of big government. And that is what is going on in this country. Okay. Let's take another example. Let's talk about, what was one of the examples I just gave? I said corporatism, healthcare, what else? Oh, not being able to make enough money. We don't make enough money because the government takes an average of, like, what, 30% of your paycheck? So you want to pay. So your solution to the problem of you not making enough money, you not being able to have a living wage or take care of your families or work two or three jobs like you have to do, your solution is to live in socialism, to give more of your money in return to get more of somebody else's money. That's what socialism, it's just redistribution of wealth. And they don't understand these things. They simply do not have what I call CS. Anytime someone talks to me about wearing a mask now, I say, no, I have CS. I have CS. It's a medical condition. I have CS. And they can't ask me what that means because you're not legally allowed to. But CS stands for common sense. I have CS. I have common sense. These people do not have common sense. They don't understand how basic economics works. So their solution to not making enough money is redistribution of wealth. No, the problem is the government takes 30% of your paycheck, man. The government takes so much. They tax you on your income. They tax you on state and federal levels. The sales tax, the property tax, death tax, inheritance tax. They tax you to death. They tax you to death. So instead, the solution should be stop taxing us. Taxation is theft. Forced taxation is immoral. 1,000%, you cannot convince me otherwise. I believe if communities want to have a voluntary tax system, they should be allowed to do that. For me, I ain't about that, man. I think that my money is my money. And if we had a voluntary tax system and there's a cause that I thought, you know, like maybe they wanted to build a new park in my community and I wanted to donate to it and I could do that to my locality, I absolutely would do that. But we don't have that. They just take the money. So I bring up all this for this reason. The government is the problem. The government is the problem. And people don't see that. The state is the problem. And I wanted to show today how the government is the number one killer of mankind. Because once you give power to the government, once you give power to state, you can't get it back easily by any means. It is downright and almost impossible to get your power back from the state. And what they do with that power is they ruin lives, but in the worst case, they kill. So I don't want to give all of our control, all of our power to the state that has a history of killing mankind, that has a history of stealing from mankind, that has a history of ruining our freedoms and our liberties and taking those natural inalienable rights from us and not giving them back for our safety, for our convenience, for their power. You know, there's a quote that says, I think it's Lord Acton that said it, power corrupts, but absolute power corrupts absolutely. Rummel in Death by Government, in his book, says, he takes that quote and he says, power kills, absolute power kills absolutely. And it's absolutely true. Power kills and absolute power kills absolutely. So my biggest fear with all of this is with this new movement of the Bernie Bros and the AOCs and people wanting more government in your lives to fix the problems the government created in the first place. All those things like more increased taxation, you know, taking my guns away, all that stuff. Yeah, it freaks me out, it pisses me off, and I ain't about it. But at the very root of my fear of government is the fact that they don't care if you exist or not. The only reason they do care if you exist is because you are, it's like if you've never seen the movie The Matrix, I highly recommend you watch it. But you're used as a battery source. Like in The Matrix, human beings are used, their bodies use a battery source to keep the machines alive, right? We are used as a battery source with our money, labor, with our minds for the government. That's how it works. We are just energy for them that they can just take. But the problem is we're expendable. So at the root of my fear of government is the fact that they don't care if they kill you or not. They don't. And I'm going to show that to you today. I'm not willing to give all control or any control for that matter over to an entity that worldwide is notorious for killing its own people, the state. The state is notorious for that. So let's go into this. Now, this stat shows from 1900 to 1999. So these numbers have obviously changed. This is in Rummel's book. From 1900 to 1999, we had an estimated 262 million people killed by government worldwide. 262 million. He says in the references section, to give perspective on this incredible murder by government, if all of these bodies were laid head to toe with the average height being 5 foot, then they would circle the earth 10 times. Also, this democide murdered 6 times more people then died in combat in all foreign and internal wars of the century. Finally, given popular estimates of the dead in a major nuclear war, this total homicide is as though such a war did occur, but with its dead spread over a century. Okay. So the government is the state worldwide is responsible for 262 million deaths. Think about that number. You could circle the world 10 times with that body count. Okay. That is six times the murder rate in all of combat and all foreign internal wars of the century. That number, 262 million, is the estimated nuclear war death count that would happen in a century. 262 million deaths occurred, at the hand of the state worldwide. Okay. Now I have some more stats for you just to discuss this because I think that you need to know about this. So I'm going to go down a line. I have a list. I scour the internet and I have a list of like 20 things that are going to blow your mind. Okay. And I want to, and all this is going to lead up to our discussion today or help our discussion today. Okay. Facts about democide. Here's number one. 49% of the democide deaths in Soviet Russia. Anytime I say democide is death by government. Remember that. In Soviet Russia between 1917 and 1987 were caused due to the conditions of camps people were forced into. Just 5% of people were killed because of deportation. Between 1900 and 1987, 46.6% of the deaths that have occurred in China can be attributed to democide. In comparison, 42.6% of the deaths in the same time period are attributed to famine. Number three, 10 different government regimes between 1900 and 1987 murdered 1 million people or more, but less than 10 million people. Number four, Rwanda joined the 1 million murder democide club in just 4 months of being in power. Number five, the total number of people killed by democide since 1900, 242 million, which we already discussed. Number six, we already discussed that one. Here you go. Number seven, communist China is believed to be responsible for over 76 million deaths between 1949 and 1987, which is 15 million more than the USSR era in Russia. Number eight, between 1948 and 1987, North Korea is believed to have murdered 1.66 million people. Number nine, the Allied powers are also on the democide list. The United Kingdom is believed to be responsible for 816,000 democide deaths since 1900. Number 10, five different regimes are believed to have killed more than 10 million people. Two of them are based in China. Number 11, China also has a place in the top mega murder lists and the Kylo murder list as well, which when all totaled together means China has been responsible for about one in three democide deaths in the last century. A vast majority of incidents of democide from non-communist governments occurred during the years before and during World War II. Number 13, between 1900 and 1920, Mexico was responsible for 1.4 million democide deaths. Number 14, in 4 years, Cambodia became the number eight ranked democide government, killing 2.035 million citizens. Number 15, Turkey and Russia and China all made the list of top governments responsible for democide on at least two occasions. Number 17, during the years before and during World War II, Japan was responsible for 5.9 million deaths. Number 18, Vietnam has been responsible for 1.6 million deaths by democide from 1945 to 1987. Number 19, in the broad category of colonialism, it is estimated that 50 million people were killed in total by their governments or an opposing government regime. Think about all that. All those statistics, all those numbers, all of those lives lost because what? Because the state deemed that those human lives were not important or that were not valuable. Think about that. 262 million dead because of government. 262 million because the government decided that governments decided that they weren't worthy of life, or that the state's cause was more important than human life. You know, Voltaire has a quote that says, "We owe respect to the living, to the dead we owe only truth." So here's the truth. You cannot trust the state. We have seen it time and time and time again. And these numbers are the exact reason why that I refuse to quit when it comes to Liberty Uninterrupted. That I refuse to give in, because 262 million deaths worldwide caused by governments around the world is a hard number to swallow. It's amazing to me when people talk about wanting to have the government more involved in our lives, wanting to give the government more power, when it is obvious that you can see that anytime we have given the United States or anywhere around the world, the state, more power, all they have done is hurt the people. You can't show me a single instance in the history of the United States where the government has received more power, has taken more power that has benefited the people. Show me one instance, anyone out there, where more government intervention has benefited the people. And I know what people are going to say. I know what they're going to say. They're going to say, well, when government got involved in slavery, we abolished it. When the government outlawed slavery, right? That was a good thing. Outlaw, government legalized gay marriage. That was a good thing. Government legalized women's suffrage. Government, you know, did this. Those are the examples I can think of right now. But the issue is the government was the reason those things were quote unquote illegal in the first place, or legal, for instance. Slavery, Jim Crow, segregation were all government sanctioned programs. Slavery was a government sanctioned program. Jim Crow, government sanctioned program. Segregation, government sanctioned program. All of those things became illegal, like slavery, Jim Crow, segregation, when the government got out of it. So here's this guise of, oh, the government fixed it because now they made it illegal. No, all they did was take themselves out of it, and masquerading it as they got more involved. The government solved the problem. The government didn't solve those problems. The people did. The abolitionist movement did. Freed slaves did. That were fed up. The white and black Americans or Africans that were brought over and escaped through the Underground Railroad. People like Harriet Tubman. They were the reason. It was individuals that fought against slavery. It was individuals that took it down, not the government. It's the same thing with Jim Crow. It's the same thing with segregation. It was when Americans united. It was when Americans used their voices and said enough is enough. That is when those things ended. It's the same thing with women's suffrage. The whole reason women couldn't vote in the first place was because the government was involved, because the government said no. You're less than because you're a woman, apparently. That's ridiculous. You can't vote because your genitalia is different. That is absolutely asinine. It wasn't the government that solved that problem. The government's come and say, you know what? Women can't vote because that's just the way it is, so we're going to remove that restriction. Congrats, the government fixed the problem. Yay, we're the heroes. No, you know who fixed the damn problem? Was the women that protested. It was the women that protested and used their natural God-given rights of free speech and the right to assemble and to protest to show the government that it wasn't right, that they couldn't exercise the right to vote. You know, when voting actually mattered, right? Supposedly. Yeah, I'll get into that later. But that fought the government and use their voices to remove government restrictions. Women's suffrage was the outlawing of women voting was because the government was involved in the first place, right? Let's look at gay marriage. Look, this thing goes way deep when it comes to gay marriage, man. The gay marriage was illegal, quote unquote, because the government said that, you know, the same sex gendered couples, could not get married. He could not enter into a marriage. Here's the deal. Government should not be involved in marriage in the first place. Marriage, by definition, by history, historically, is a religious institution. What happened to church and state, right? The government getting involved in marriage in the first place was the reason that same-sex couples couldn't get married. And then all of a sudden, 2014, when it became advantageous for Obama and Biden, it was the government that saved them. It was the statesmen, the status of Obama and Biden that saved the LGBT community by allowing them to get married. No, it wasn't. It was the LGBT community, and it was fellow Americans who are not LGBT, like myself, that said, no, a same-sex couple should be allowed to be get, you know, quote unquote married or have civil unions or what may you, what have you. And it was us that stood up to that and said, no, get the government out of it. Get the government out of it. They shouldn't be involved in marriage. They shouldn't have a say on who can be married to who can have a civil union with who can love who. It doesn't matter who's in your bed. It shouldn't matter to the government, but it did. But when the people stood up and said enough is enough, the government got out of it. The government didn't fix that problem. Okay. And that is why it is important to know these numbers, the 262 million dead by the state. Because when the government receives more power, when they restrict more freedom, when they take what they shouldn't be able to take in the first place, when they take that absolute power, good things do not happen. And history shows that. 262 million dead because the state deemed it so. I don't want people to forget these numbers. I don't want people to think that democide is this fictitious conspiracy theory that never happened in the United States and never has happened in the United States, right? It's disappointing because people don't know history. They don't care to look. This information didn't take me long to find. Okay, this information wasn't hard to find. I literally just typed in Google when I'm preparing for this episode. Government death count worldwide. And all this information popped up on my desktop. Or not my desktop, my laptop. All this information. It didn't take me long to prep this episode. I'll tell you that right now. These numbers are there. They're easy to find. I will put the references for you, and you can do the research yourself. Okay? But people aren't interested in that. People are interested in being taken care of. They're interested in the lies that the state has told them over and over and over again that I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. There has never been a bigger lie ever told than that. I'm from the government. I'm here to help. The government doesn't help. All of these problems that people keep whining about and wanting people like Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, who have been in government their entire lives and are at the root of the issue that they have problem with, they want more. They want to give them more power. They want to give them more power over their lives to create more issues, thinking in some stupid way in their head that that is what's going to fix the problem. I get so animated about it because it doesn't make sense. They don't think about it. They don't understand it. Okay? The government has a monopoly on violence. The government has a monopoly on attacking the non-aggression principle. Make no mistake about it. These numbers worldwide show you that the state is responsible in for massive amounts of violence against its own people. Remember that government has a monopoly on violence. because I don't have much more to say other than that. I really just want to talk about the statistics today, talk about the numbers that are there. But know this, we, with everything going on in the United States right now, we cannot give ground on any front. We've given generations before us and our generation, we have given enough ground where we are now. That's why we're in the position that we're in now, is because we gave ground. We allowed the government to take from us with very little resistance. That cannot happen. It cannot continue to happen. I don't care if it's on the front of social media. I don't care if it's on the front of Second Amendment, free speech, nowhere. There is nowhere we can give ground because they're doing it right now. They're attacking free speech. They're literally trying to pass a bill right now to outlaw words like brother and mother and all that. I mean, are you kidding me? There's stuff coming down the line from the ATF and from Biden, the biggest gun registration in U.S. history, making certain types of firearms, quote unquote, illegal. They are infringing not just on the Second Amendment, but all of our natural rights. On the Bill of Rights, they're infringing openly. They're not hiding it anymore because they think that we're not going to do it. They've gotten to a place now, they think that we're not going to do a damn thing about it because most people won't. Because most people don't think that that this can happen in the United States. Most people don't believe that democide could happen in the U.S. That no, why would government do that? Government cares about us. And even if they don't believe that the government cares about them, they think, oh, you know, that's just the work. That's just the price we pay to live in a civilized society, is to live under the rule, under the thumb of government, to pay taxes until we're dead. No, human beings were created to be free and to emancipate those who are not. I believe that with 1,000% of my fiber and my being, that human beings are meant to be free. Free from rulers, free from masters, free from government intervention, free from violence, free from the threat of violence, free from aggression. And the worst, the worst arbitrators of violence is the state. The worst of the worst comes from government time and time and time again. And that is where we are. That is what is happening. And I'm just not about it. That is why Liberty Uninterrupted exists in the first place, to fight against government expansion, to maximize individual liberty, to promote the ideas of self-ownership. Because when we forfeit self-ownership, when we forfeit self-sovereignty, when we say individual liberty isn't that important, that these rights, they don't really matter as long as I'm taken care of and I get a government stimulus check every once in a while, who gives a damn? 262 million people worldwide will argue differently. They gave their faith to the state, or some of them did. A lot of them did. A lot of them didn't. But 262 million dead are telling us, are turning in their graves, are screaming at the top of their lungs, do not give power to your government. Because it won't just stop at government healthcare. It won't just stop at taking the firearms away. It won't just stop at restricting free speech. It will not stop there, because eventually that road leads to this. That when you do not comply, when you are defiant, when you are the true definition of a patriot, your life becomes extremely expendable at that moment. And the state will be happy to oblige. And I know hopefully I'm not sounding like freaking Alex Jones here. I don't think I am, because I'm showing the numbers. I'm going to put the references in the podcast description. You can read it yourself. 262 million dead through the government. I mean, you can't even fathom it. You can't even understand. Here, let's put something up. That amount of bodies. You cannot even imagine that. Circling the world 10 times. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense that human beings would willingly give their power to an entity that will willingly kill them because they will not comply. In the United States here, we have people on both sides of the aisle that are willing and wanting to give more power to the entity that doesn't give a damn about their existence, that doesn't give a damn about their health. You think that Nancy Pelosi or Gavin Newsom or Mitch McConnell or any of these freaking Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, you know, freaking Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney. I know Paul Ryan's not in anymore, but that guy's a freaking dumbass. You think any of those guys care about us, care about our well-being? No. No, man. Sorry. Hate to burst the bubble. Nancy Pelosi doesn't give a damn about you. She doesn't give a damn about her constituents, her state, her city, nothing. She cares about her and her own. That's it. It's evidenced by when they were locking down businesses and telling people to stay inside and to take one for the team. She showed off her $8,000 fridge with her $50 ice cream in the damn freezer while people are starving in her city. Yeah, she cares a lot. You know, I saw this thing when everything was going on that Nancy Pelosi, I guess, went on 60 Minutes and discussed how scared she was when the Capitol was raided, how she had to be pulled from the podium. And I saw other people on CBS talking about how this was an unprecedented attack on democracy and how these politicians simply just want to serve their people. They just want to be of service. Are you being of service when you're taking away our freedoms? Are you being of service when you won't let people feed their families by opening their businesses and make choices for themselves? You're not doing the service. You're not caring. The only thing you're doing is benefiting yourself, because politicians haven't lost a damn paycheck. And as a matter of fact, I found out in that stimulus package they just freaking passed that's going to bankrupt us even further, that they got a raise. Did you know that? These politicians in Congress gave themselves a raise when they're telling you that you can't go to work and you can't open up your business. So let's give more power to those people. Screw that. We, the people, run this. We are the ones that own this. This is our land. These are our rights. These are our lives. And I refuse to be a government slave. I refuse to be compliant. I refuse to be anything but defiant. Not because I want to hurt people. Not because I want to be countercultural. Not because I want to be a badass, even though I am. Wink. It's because I want to live a free life, and I want you to live one as well. I want you to be left alone. I want to be left alone. I want my family to have the freedom that they deserve. I want your family to have the freedom that your family deserves. I want us to have our rights. I want us to live in a world that we are not cattle, that we are not sheep, that we are not government slaves, that we are our own, that we own ourselves, that we are sovereign, that we are self-reliant. I want to live in the freest possible world. And that is why I will be defiant. That is why I will not comply. And I hope that you do the same. We owe it to the 262 million dead around the world not to trust the state. Guys, thank you for listening as always. Thank you for being a part of the movement. Thank you for being the catalyst to more freedom that we're fighting for continuously. Remember, most of all, that we, the people, run this.